Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka. And hey, we're glad to be here.
You know, we really are. And today, such a powerful, powerful show, especially in this moment. And the show is really around, how can you trust, I mean, really trust the intuitive messages you're receiving? And that's a big, big topic, but we're going to actually cover it. We're going to offer you some techniques you can use to help establish a greater connection. And for even those of you that have a really great connection, you know, as our world is, let's just use the word expanding, as events are getting more intense. And, you know, we've talked about, I really hesitate to use the word predicted, but the reality is we've been sharing that this was coming. We've been talking about it for months now. And as things are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, now is the moment to trust ever more, even when the world is telling you not to.
Well, now what we're talking about is trusting your own inner voice, trusting your own heart, trusting your own guidance. Because I'll tell you what, if you look to the outer world for answers, you're going to be spun crazy. It's a spin zone out there.
You know, spin zone is probably too kind a word.
And actually, that's kind of a neat thing because it is teaching us that we really only have one place to go for truth and peace, and that's inward.
Isn't that beautiful? You know, I really love that the universe is supporting us so strongly that, and I'm talking to us, I'm talking about here is all of humanity, that every being is getting their needs met. Every single being is playing their role perfectly. That doesn't mean you have to agree with that role. It doesn't mean you have to have any energy around the role. It's just the recognition that every being is playing their role perfectly. And this is a very powerful gift because in the recognition of the divine perfection, we lift. And when we lift, we become aware of what's really happening, and it helps establish this greater trust connection. Now, of course, our lines are open. They're filling fast. They always do. But hey, if you want to get in the queue, give us a buzz. Go ahead and call in. Now, if you happen to call in after the lines are all busy, then just wait until we talk to someone and you can call back in again. But remember, you can give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. And the lines might already be full. Not sure. Just want to let you know to try.
And so here we are. It is December and we are continuing to see the craziness of our world. And you know, crazy is an interesting word because what it really means is that which is not within the norm. And yet sometimes crazy is good. Sometimes crazy is innovative. Sometimes crazy is pointing the way. However, what we're seeing, especially at the top of the news cycle, is all fear-based craziness. And it's the fear-based craziness that if it becomes the norm, will certainly degrade the entire structure of mass consciousness.
Well, you know, we've talked about this.
Degrade density.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want to, I guess the word is be aware. Notice whether you're being hypnotized and drawn into the fear-based reality or whether you have enough spiritual tenacity,
good word,
practices, and trust to stand separate from that flow. Because this is the trial. This is truly the time.
And you know, indeed it is. And here's one of the things that's important to remember, my angels, is that the planetary thought body right now is loving this moment. It is loving it because the planetary thought body is fueled through fear. It's fueled through chaos. It's fueled through disharmonies. So the planetary thought body is just saying, yes, yes, yes. Now, one of the things that's important to remember is, well, a couple things. Number one, if you have not yet connected with the video that we've already placed on YouTube for December, please, please, please go to YouTube. Our channel is Official Sri and Kira, and connect with this video because we shared a lot about what's happening in December, and it directly affects today's show topic and directly affects so many other things. So this is just a gift for you to look at.
So one of the things that we're going to start moving into today is talking about our intuitive guidance and learning what the signals are to know whether we can truly relax and trust that guidance.
You know,
because each of us receives hunches, each of us receives a nudge or an information or a vision. There are so many ways that the intuitive body communicates to us, and those ways are as diverse as you are.
Oh, so true, Sri. You know, how many times, you know, Sri and I have an amazing course called Empowering Your Quantum Clairvoyance. It's a home study program. It's incredibly affordable, and seriously, you should check this out at SriandKira.com. Just go to our home study and look for Quantum Clairvoyance. But the reason I bring it up is the entire reason we were guided to teach that process was to make sure that you are your best reader. You are the best person to give yourself information and to also have a refined intuitive filter so that when you choose to ask someone to offer you a reading or to offer you information, that it's received in the spirit of sincerity, love, and presence. Because a responsible reader will only offer information that will uplift the person receiving it, and at the same time, it's concrete, important information that is timely. Versus there is often a fascination with intuitive guidance that's about, oh, let me look at something, or let me say something, or let me warn someone. These are aspects of the intuition that are really red flags. And the reason they're red flags is oftentimes this information is coming through an astral interference type connection designed to grab the ego. And this is one of the things, you know, we mentioned that we're going to be sharing some techniques today. If you really want to trust your intuition, then you must release your ego around the messages you receive. And that's a powerful place to start.
Absolutely. So consider for a moment that the ego is part and parcel of your identity, your psychology, your earthly birth. We're not here to say you must conquer your ego. We are suggesting that we learn how to relax the ego from time to time. And as you practice relaxing the ego from time to time, it will become easier to let it be relaxed longer and longer and longer until
that feels good.
Until it just doesn't get in the way.
Well, we like that.
And so let's begin for a moment with, let's say, a meditative experience or an intuitive flash. You know the old thing, the phone rings and you have a sense of who's on the line. Well, that intuitive flash happens in so many ways. It's not just the telephone game. It's also when our heart and our energy are extending out beyond our immediate space and touching in to another space, and we'll get that intuitive flash. So the first tip, the first thing I want to mention is, how do you know whether you can trust it? Well, do you feel more peaceful as a result of that experience? Not,
you know,
your interpretation of it.
Exactly, just through it.
The immediate experience, do you feel more loving, more peaceful? Because if you have a moment of peace, a moment of love, and then you move into fear, you'll have to take a look at how is your mind responding to the information? Because fear is never of the highest. Fear is always a secondary reaction of an earth-based ego.
Yeah, you know, Sri, that is so powerful and so true. And what's so important here to remember, my angels, is that if you feel peace, you cannot feel chaos. Chaos and peace cannot exist simultaneously, just like love and hate. You know, people always talk about the thinnest line is between love and hate, but there's still a line. And so how are you experiencing the information that's coming into you is a powerful way to first pay attention to it and to learn how to trust it. Now, you know, information is an important thing.
Absolutely. And one last little tidbit on this topic before we move further to some of the other clues that we want to share with you is that there is a difference between the data or the intuitive experience and the meaning or the sense you make out of it. And that's why I said earlier, you might feel a sense of peace or love, and then it quickly converts into fear or judgment. Remember, the conversion is what you added. That's the piece of your ego, your mind, your beliefs, your concerns, your anxiety overlaying upon the raw intuitive data. It takes a little practice to separate and slow down the reaction and look at, well, what was the true data? And secondly, what sense do I make out of it? And that's one of the critical pieces of slowing down the reactivity, continuing to breathe into that space of peacefulness, and allow the revelation to bear ever more clarity. And so, beloveds, we have some callers standing by, and I would like to just start at the beginning. Why don't we head to line one and say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, Monica. Welcome.
Hello and namaste, Sri and Kira. How are you, beautiful ones?
Well, we are delighted to share time with you, my angel.
Thank you. Same here. I was hoping you might give me a mini greeting.
Well, we would be honored to do that. Now, as we connect with you right now, I do need, though, to ask you a question. As we were sitting here, and as you were saying hello, and I was connecting with your beautiful voice, there was this group of four beings that came in around you. They formed like a diamond point around you, and they're beaming out of their heart space all around you and suspending you in kind of a suspended light coming out of there, and you're right in the center. So I want you to feel that. I want you to take in a breath. And they're all saying the same thing. The question you must now ask yourself is, why am I here, and am I happy with the answer I receive? So I want you to really breathe that in, Monica. I want you to be asking yourself, why am I here? And listen to the energy, listen to the message that's coming in. And then the next question is, am I happy with the message I am receiving? So my question to you right now is, did you receive anything when you asked the question?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And are you happy with what you received?
Yes, I think so. I feel like I'm always asking the same question.
Well, and here's the key. They're saying that for you today, and I love that you were our first caller. They're saying that it is more important for you to receive this gift of, I'm feeling very much like the Jesus teaching somebody to fish rather than giving them a fish. They're saying that it's important for you to start knowing that these four beings, so whenever you're feeling the need to get your answers, these four, you call in these four beings, and they said, you can just call us beloved brethren of light or whatever name comes into you. They will stand at four directions around you, beam from their heart space towards you, suspend you in light. You answer the question, why am I here? Meaning, why have you called yourself to the middle of that diamond to be with them? You listen to the answer, the immediate answer that comes in, just like we practiced. And then you ask yourself, am I happy with this answer? And keep going deeper and keep going deeper. And they're saying, that's the reading you needed today. And I am loving that you called in right now to open up that energy for everyone listening today. Thank you so much, Monica. You're much more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for.
Thank you. And all my love and gratitude.
And to you, my angel, namaste.
Many blessings indeed. Wow.
I love the universe.
It's truly wonderful. I'll tell you what, let's just keep going here. Right. We're going to head to line two, and we'll welcome Sophia to the show.
Namaste, Sophia.
Hi, Sri and Kira. I love you so much. We spoke, you know me as Sophia Song Healer, perhaps. And we spoke a couple months ago, and I said that my elderly friend, my dear friend, was planning to move in with me, and it happened, and he's here. And I just wondered, his name is Azul, and I just wondered if we could get a reading for both of us.
Oh, how kind of you to ask. Thank you. I feel very honored that you're asking. Thank you. Thank you. You know, as I gaze at the two of you in this harmony, it's interesting. And of course, with your incredible, beautiful voice, but everything that's coming in around you is has the word harmony attached to it, that there is a divine harmony at play here, and that this divine harmony still has an opportunity to be heard, that there is a weaving. And it's funny, they're showing me, it's so precious. How do I describe this? It's like I'm seeing Radha and Krishna and Shiva and Parvati, and I'm seeing two hands held up and gently turning in a dancing. And they're saying that may the Leela bring you joy, may the harmony be expanded, and the song needs to be sung. And that's exactly how they want me to share that with you. And so I am very, very honored to connect with the two of you and to offer that gift right now. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you, my beloveds. I love you so much. Okay, maybe I can get to Uruguay.
Woohoo! Okay, we'd love you. Please bye. Get down here. All right, honey. Bye-bye. Bye. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, we have so many beautiful callers waiting. Let's just sneak in one more.
We'll do one more, and then we're going to talk, and then we'll do more.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, let's
so if you've been waiting to call in now and get in the queue.
We're going to head to line 3, and we'll say hi to Lisa from Maui.
Hey, Lisa from Maui. How are you, Angel?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Okay, thanks. Well, thanks for taking my call. I had more of a question. I'm just wondering, as far as deciphering or discerning intuition. In my example, where I am living now, I thought I had some clear signs to move to another space. I had lost the pasture for the horses. My tenant was moving out, so I thought it was time to move that, and then other things were happening. And then things started to shift where my neighbors bought the pasture and they want the horses on it, so it's an even better situation. The gal who rents my cottage can stay. Other things, they've all come around. So I feel like I have these two paths ahead of me that are both wonderful, and I guess I'm just trying to figure out what messages are, I don't know if more valid, but just discerning which path to follow, and I'm just wanted some ideas on that.
Well, you know, again, thank you. Thank you for the honor of being able to share in that question with you. And I need to share with you, they just, all these beautiful beings around you just keep saying the same thing. All the doors are now open. All the doors are now open. And what matters the most is what you want the most. They keep saying, you have done the work, you have stayed the course, you have gone the distance. It is your time. And the power of the future that you are creating is 100% in your hands. And whatever decision you make is going to be supported. This is not about the universe sending you signs, which is why everything got kind of back in order, because you're that powerful. It's about you saying, what is going to make me, Lisa, putting you at the top of your list, the happiest? And from there, you're going to clearly see what you want to do. But they just keep saying the same thing over and again. All the doors are open. All the doors are open. All the doors are open. Which one do you want to walk through?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's always a blessing to connect with you. Namaste.
Thank you. You too. Oh. Aloha.
Aloha.
You know, when all the doors are open, there's a moment where you go, OMG, that's too many doors.
Really? You know, well, that's the other part of that is, you know, and this is, I am just loving how, you know, I love that every week our callers are so perfect. Everyone who gets on the show every week is exactly who's supposed to get on the show every week. And what I'm loving so much is that the universe is really saying right now that, you know, guys, let's back up for a second. We talked about the media frenzy starting in November. Well, come on. We're seeing what's happening in December. It's to make up a word, it's frenzier, right?
It's frenetic.
It's frenetic. It's crazy. And it's going to keep getting, I hesitate to use the word worse, so let's just say, bigger.
Let's say that it's going to keep going.
It's just going to go and go and go. And remember, in January, for the first time ever, we have a planetary opening of the Metronian star. And we're going to talk a lot about that near the end of this month and once we get into January. So what's so powerful is that as you walk through December, as we've mentioned in our video, it's like being on a bridge. The question is, what kind of bridge are you on? Are you on a bridge that just takes you from one bank to another? Well, if you are, that's cool. But remember that sometimes those bridges get flooded. If a storm comes, they have to close. Or are you on a drawbridge, a bridge that in an instant sees something coming and can open and lift, let it pass, and then restore itself and keep going? This is important. And what's most important is for you to recognize that all of the media has been distorted. It's not just who's telling you the truth, who isn't telling you the truth. The reality is that it's all been distorted because we are at the time, Sri and I were talking about this earlier today amongst ourselves, that we all know we're in the age of Kali Yuga. However, while a lot of people debate when Kali Yuga started, when Kali Yuga is going to end, the one thing that we don't need to debate is that we're in a peak Kali Yuga experience right now. Now, a couple things about that are pretty powerful. Number one, you chose to be here, which means you're even more of a master than you've given yourself credit for. Number two, we must accept that everything has been distorted. Everything has been manipulated. However, the one thing that is eternally peace-filled, truth-filled, discerning is the seed of the soul, the wisdom that lies in the blue jewel of your own divine heart. And when we access that, there is a peace. There is a calm. There is a love that defines emotions. There is a sincerity, a gratitude. That is the intuitive nature that will guide you. You will always be in the right place at the right time. You will never be hurt. You will always, you know, move forward. And these are the energies and the ways that we can assist ourselves to walk through these frenetic moments. And this is why it is absolutely vital that you connect with your internal information and really learn to stop second guessing yourself.
Connecting to your internal information is a magic phrase, and that phrase is indeed why we created the quantum clairvoyance class. And the only reason I bring that up right now is when we seek intuitive information, when we seek direct communication with our angelic guides, our helpers, when we seek to enter the quantum field and look past the timeline, we are also touching all of the fuel for the distortion. Now let me make sure we're clear. Lifting out of your body, lifting your consciousness out of your body in order to get a greater perspective, in order to look ahead, in order to feel, sense, and know what's going on beyond the immediate. Lifting out of your body touches into what we call the planetary thought body. It touches into the astral energy. And that astral energy is filled with all of the unresolved emotional content of Earth. And so there is a danger whenever we lift. And that danger can be very just momentary. You know, we just lift through that zone of junk and get into the angelic zone. Or some people move a little bit sideways and get caught in that astral, I'm going to call it junk zone. The astral is filled with both beauty and distortion, and it can be seductive. It's always, however, filled with distortion, regardless of whether it's distortion toward beauty or distortion toward, call it sadness and fear. And I don't mean to be cryptic. What I am suggesting is as you relax into your intuitive channel, it's important that you indeed set an intention. Take me to my highest truth. Guide me to a zone of love and clarity. I choose to be in service to the highest. Those kinds of intentions will carry you right through that astral, right through the planetary thought body into the purity of the angelic zone. But if we sit down and just say, hey, I want to be a muse, show me things, you know, I want phenomena.
For phenomena's sake. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's like getting out a Ouija board.
It really is.
And you're off in the hoo-ha.
Well, you're off in the game of it.
It's a game, and that's the zone of distortion. So I hope that makes sense, what I've shared. It really begins with your intention. your intention for to remain in loving clarity and service to all that is.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is one of the things that's really, really valuable to remember is that, you know, some of you may be familiar. In the early 1930s, there was a beautiful series of books. The I Am books were produced. And, you know, we may have shared this before, but we'll share it with you again. Sheree and I had a beautiful ranch. Our first Blush It community was in New Mexico. And really, we're very, very grateful for our time in New Mexico because it really taught us so much about organic gardening and animal husbandry. We had llama there and inviting community. And we used to have big, huge community gatherings and people would come. And it was really quite extraordinary. However, lots of magic happened there. You know, whenever we are together in crystalline energy, magic happens. And one day, Sheree and I returned. We had been down in Albuquerque buying some supplies. And we walked in the house, and we were very blessed to live in an authentic, about a 60-year-old authentic adobe home. We walked in, and sitting in front of us was a very old book. I mean, a very, very old book. And it was green. And it was just sitting there. And I looked up at Sheree and I said, did you buy that?
No.
Yeah.
It was sitting on our table. It had, while we were gone, and there was nobody else in, on the property.
Nobody on the property. And we lived very rural, you know, that whole thing.
You know, with a big, big electric gate on the driveway that you have to know a code to open. Anyway, as we drove into our home and came back inside, there was this gift.
And it was really a gift. And it is an original signed, hand signed I Am book. First printing, first press, original.
Godfrey
Ray King actually signed it. His signature's in there. And what you can tell was an old fountain pen. There were even little photos tucked in at certain areas along the way. Lots of pencil underlining throughout the book. I mean, really old. I mean, it just one of those things. And we knew that this was an incredibly powerful manifestation from Saint Germain. And rather than tell the world about it, I mean, we're sharing this with you about 13 years later now, we sat down and began to just read this book and discovered that words would jump off of pages, visitations would get much stronger. And some of the things that were in that book were very, very powerful when it comes to today's topic, which is why we're sharing it. And one of the things was that when we seek phenomenon for phenomenon's sake, we invite the astral to interfere with us. In other words, when you demand the burning bush, if you get a burning bush, be careful what you're asking for, because I'm even going to use the word who. I'm going to say what inside of you needs the burning bush.
Yeah.
Is it the ego or is it the heart? But yet, conversely, they also shared quite a bit about the manifest abundance of the sincere heart and the sincere seeker. And this book we still have. It's now disintegrating. It's disintegrating rapidly, but we still have it. I have it in a airtight sealed package now. And we strongly believe that at some point it's just going to release itself back to the ethers, because that's how it came to us. It materialized from the ethers. However, we're bringing it up because the other thing that was in that book that was so powerful was that, and you may, and please, please, please hear this in the spirit it's meant, but Saint Germain said, more damage than good has been done in the name of astrology than any other practice that is out there in the world, because people give their power to the information that comes in based upon these alignments. And here's the key, and this is very much like an intuitive reading, or how about tarot cards? You know, I know people that wake up in the morning and they, whatever their tarot card says, that's how their day goes. So God forbid they press the wrong one, or they do dowsing and they don't enjoy the answer, or they force an answer out of their dowsing, which you can do. And just a side note, we teach an incredibly powerful dowsing program at gotoshreencare.com. It's in our home study place. So here's the key. If you trust your guidance, and if you have let go of doubt, then the only tool you need is your trust with your heart and the ability to gently guide your intuition into a sacred space. And this is the true gift, because if we give our power away to the outside information, then we have said, interfere with me. We have said, I'm going to dive into the planetary thought body, which we know is filled with fear, which we know is having a feeding frenzy of fear right now. And we wind up becoming more chaotic, more confused. So I hope you want to take that in perspective. And if you want to argue with me about it, call in. Get in the phone queue and ask me about it.
We can talk.
Because we're happy to talk about this. And actually, if you want to learn a lot more about this, go get our Quantum Clairvoyance program. It's crazy affordable. And it will teach you so much about this and how to really empower your quantum clairvoyance and get clarity and answers to everything.
And one of the gifts of that series of books that came out like in 1930 or so is the notion of declarations. And that's such a powerful spiritual tool to do the declarations of, I am. Anything that you begin with the I am is aligning yourself with your highest soul's energy. And we recommend that you tune in with that if you haven't already, especially when you're seeking guidance. I am connecting to my highest, purest guidance now. I am the divine in form, and I choose to manifest miracles in my life now.
Ooh, I love that. And you know, as we go on a short break, choose to manifest miracles in your life right now. Get in the queue. It looks like we might be full again right now, but we're going to dive in and start talking to people as soon as we come back. Trust your clairvoyance. Trust those messages. Stay with us. We got a lot of show to go. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriandKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Oh, welcome back.
Absolutely. We're delighted to be here, and it's Sunday, and it's the day of, well, Sunday is like a transition day for so many of us.
Because I think Sri caught himself here, guys. I'm looking at him.
Because I'm just smiling. It's Sunday is a day of rest traditionally. It's also the end of the weekend. It's also the time that we're here where we're kind of going, this is my time.
Well, it's also a day of inspiration. You know,
absolutely.
On so many levels, it's the day of inspiration. And we're grateful that we're here with you right now because you inspire us.
Absolutely. And we're going to head to the phone lines and chat with some more of these beautiful people. So
indeed.
let's start with line 4, and we'll say hi to Allison from Ventura.
Namaste, Allison. Welcome.
Good morning, beautiful souls. How are you today?
Well, we are delighted to share this time with you, my love. How can we serve you?
Well, thank you. I'm hoping not to be redundant like from Lisa's call, but I'm feeling a bit unsettled here in Southern California, and I do have a few options of places to go, but I'm really struggling with where that might be, so I wondered if you could please do a mini soul reading.
Well, it would be my honor, and thank you for asking. I will share this with you. The minute you were talking, I know you're currently in Ventura, but All I saw was water. Is one of these places have a lot of water around it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's the one.
I have a cabin in Tennessee, and it's got a lake.
That's it. They just keep talking about the water, the water, the water. And that this water, this body of water is very healing, restorative. And, you know, if in your heart you're absolutely not sure, go spend a week there and see how you feel. Because they're saying it's all about how you feel. However, as before you even said anything, all I heard was go back to the water. And so that's all I can share with you. And I'm really honored that you asked. Thank you.
Well, beautiful, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Namaste, Angel.
Well, I'll tell you what, water is wonderful.
Well, and you're a Cancer.
You know,
and water is wonderful.
Water cleanses, water baptizes, water restores, you know, and stabilizes
in so many
ways.
Exactly. And here in South America right now, of course, it's our summer. And Sri and I were very blessed earlier today to be down by the ocean. And just so, you know, it's so beautiful here in Uruguay because even though we're in our quote unquote peak season, there's miles of beach where we're the only people there, and it's all these beautiful dunes, and it's so clean and pristine, and the sand is so soft and pure. And so indeed, it was a blessing for us to go connect. And whether you're diving into a bathtub, standing in a shower, putting your foot in some water, or getting that great pedicure, it doesn't matter. Water is a blessing. Let's continue talking to some of our amazing beings on the phone.
We're going to head across the country to line 1, where Margie from Boston is standing by.
Namaste, Margie. Welcome.
Hi, namaste. Thank you so much. I love listening to this show.
I am calling
because I have decided that I decided last March that I am retiring at the end of this year. And so I have 3 more Sundays of work. And I feel very strongly in trusting that this is the right thing for me to do. And I'm excited about it. So I was wondering if I could have a mini soul reading about this adventure.
Well, wow, adventure is the word. And I am so really, I almost started clapping and I'm sitting here with like this Cheshire cat grin. And it's all coming from your guides. They just keep saying yes, 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 that 2016 for you, the word adventure is it. And they keep using the word free. Free to be, free to go, free to do, free to see. They're saying remove all limitations, be free, because while you're finishing the work that you've been doing this way, there's a like almost a whole second life waiting for you. And it's amazing, Margie. You're amazing. And I'm so grateful that you've chosen. Your timing is absolutely perfect because the world is ready for your next step. And all I can share with you, because it's all they're letting me say, is that laugh a lot, smile a lot, dance a lot, and the adventure is just beginning. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank Namaste. You, Angel. Congratulations.
Thanks. Bye.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Well, I'll tell you, every time we make a life transition, we have a life opportunity.
And, that's so true.
You know, the human heart is an amazing vehicle for navigating the world, because even though we may be ripe and ready to move on to the next chapter.
Oh, I like that, ripe and ready.
there's also a time for some honoring and gratitude.
For sure.
And a little grieving as we let go of what was so familiar. We let go of the pattern, the job, the relationship, the home we lived in for many years, whatever it is that you're letting go of. There is a time for recognition of all that it's contributed to us. And then there's a time to just say, and I release it.
Indeed.
I am complete.
And so it is.
Onward we go.
And so it is. And, you know, we have so many beautiful beings holding. And so let's go ahead. Let's just keep chatting to some more amazing, bar none, best audience on the planet.
Well, looks like we're heading to line two, where we're going to see Miriam from California.
Namaste, Miriam.
Thank you so much. And I feel so honored having you get my call. But right now I would be interested in a mini reading, in a mini soul reading. I'm so ready to connect totally from my heart to my head, I guess, and try to get that connection even stronger. And this is such a perfect show because it's like, wow, what you're talking about totally resonates in my heart, and I would love some advice, something that you might have for me today, or for everybody that's actually hearing also.
Oh, you have such a beautiful heart. You are such a beautiful, beautiful person. Just, I feel how beautiful you are. Thank you so much. You know, as you were talking, the only thing that I kept hearing was to remind you to be using the mantra of self-ascension often. And so it is simply, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Now, notice the I am statements.
Exactly. And they just keep saying that if you want to establish that connection to be more stable, because, honey, you already have the connection. It's already there. Your heart is so amazing. But the key is keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And so, you know, one of the things I suggest to people is the sticky notes practice, which is you get yourself a pack of sticky notes. And I like getting the ones that are cut into some fun shape that you enjoy. And you write the mantra of self-ascension on every single one and stick them everywhere. And every time you see a sticky note, you stop, you bring your hand to your heart, you say the mantra of self-ascension. And before you know it, you're on autopilot with the divine. Miracles are pouring in your life. The connection is stable. Your clairvoyance is open. Things are doing a beautiful, everything is flowing. And it's your time and you're ready. And yes, thank you for being so kind as to mention and for everybody, because for sure, you called in for more than just you. So we honor you being a surrogate for so many other people. We love you, Miriam. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you so much. And lots of love to everybody, to you and everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Namaste.
Absolutely. Namaste. And so as we just sit here and breathe for a moment with the truth of I am here.
I am ready.
And I am open.
Guide me.
Consider what kind of a flow that opens.
Oh, I can tell you. You know, that was one of the first gifts that was ever granted to Shri and I by Archangel Zadkiel. It was the mantra of self-ascension and the self-ascended chakra portrait.
And truly, if with sincerity and focus that you declare that mantra, you will discover that your guidance will be enhanced and that your sense of personal empowerment will be improved.
It's amazing.
You don't need a deck of cards. You don't need to use the pendulum. You don't need to read the astral alignments. It's all of that's fun.
I mean,
those are diversions.
Yeah,
they're fun. But the bottom line is it gets down to you your heart, your divine connection, yeah. and then you'll know how to use those other tools.
Because remember, each of us has the power to command the light, and the universe is just waiting, loving us, patiently saying, when you are ready, we are here. And the mantra of self-ascension is non-dogmatic. It transcends all religions, all boundaries, all judgments, and simply says, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. It's your direct connect to the universe and the flow and abundance. That's your birthright. And speaking of that, let's flow into a few more people, Sri.
And so, beloved ones, we're going to head to line three, and we'll see. Say hi to Ava from Arizona.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Thank you. So nice to check in with you guys again. I love your shows so much.
Thank you. It's nice to hear from you, my love. How can we serve you?
I would just love a mini reading, and if anything relates to like my soul purpose, that would be cool. If not, whatever comes, comes.
You are so precious. Thank you for being such a beautiful, precious being. Well, I can share this with you, my angel. One of the things that immediately radiates around you is your crown energy. And when that much crown energy is radiating, it's important to also look at your root foundation so that they are properly balanced. And so when I see all this crown energy, I looked at your root energy. And what I'm seeing is that as far as your purpose, it's funny. You've got Archangel Gabriel around you right now. And whenever Gabriel shows up, Gabriel is very much about speaking your truth, living your truth. And Gabriel keeps saying, you are a teacher, you are a healer, you are a lover, you are a giver. And that in the unification of those four energies, you will manifest that which will, he's using words like succumb, like it's like you just relax into being that which you are destined to be. And try not to think about it. Just integrate that which you are without the fear of being seen. And your resonance right now is very, very strong with the number three. So I'm looking at March, and he's saying that it's more than just March. It's about you moving forward in the unified field of this divine presence. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you, my love. Namaste.
Namaste.
You know, Sri, right. The show always goes so fast. So let's sneak in another caller.
Let's go to Texas, and we'll line five. We'll say hi to Diana.
Namaste, Diana. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kara.
Okay, Diana, are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, sweetheart.
Okay, first I'd just like to say thank you to the both of you from the bottom of my heart for providing so much information on ascension. This past 10 years, I've been kind of on an ascension roller coaster, I guess. And I guess I'm really looking for just a mini reading to kind of just see what's happening. I've kind of been to every type of energy healer and spiritual healer, and so you guys are really the light at the end of the ascension tunnel, so to speak. So,
first and foremost, Diana, I am really glad you called today. Thank you for trusting and for picking up the phone. It is no accident that you got through. I have tears in my eyes because the message that's coming in around you is, it's time for you to relax into trusting you. The answers you're looking for are within you. You have the ability now to move forward. And they're saying that it's funny, like I see, it's almost like you're in a cluttered room and you're swimming through all these books and pamphlets and emails and all this other stuff. And it's almost like you were drowning in it. But you have walked through it all and you're on the other side of it now. And it's like I'm watching them all disappear because you're smiling and you're happy and you're realizing that you are the self-ascended presence and you are ready to stand and take your place with those who are also in their self-ascended presence. And that for you, the single most important message, and I'm so grateful because you're the last caller we're going to be able to take today, is that it's about trusting yourself. It's why you called today. The more that you trust yourself, the easier this is going to be, the faster it's going to be. They're also saying that you have collected so much valuable things around you that you're now ready to kind of relax and let it all flow through you. So I'm seeing everything in your life getting easier. I'm seeing people being attracted to you and doors opening and paths. It's like you're at that moment where you can stop searching and start being. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for calling today. I just love that. I love that this happened today. I love that you're here right now, and I love that you are trusting yourself. Thank you so much, Diana.
Thank you. Thank you to the both. Really, thank you.
You are welcome, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings, many blessings.
You know, Sri, I just, when we give ourselves the gift of trusting, you know, like every week, we know that we always have, bar none, the most amazing callers in the universe. We have, because of course we have, bar none, the most amazing audience in the universe. But the blessing is that when each caller calls in, it's so perfect, isn't it? Because
Absolutely. It
ties in so powerfully, because this is your show, my loves. All of you listening, this is your show. And the reason I'm saying this is Sri and I trust every week. You know, when the topics are put together, a lot of them come from you. You know, remember, you can send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and suggest shows. And when these show topics are put together, it's usually a month or so in advance, and it's always the perfect one at the perfect time.
Timing is indeed a divine dispensation. And you know, beloveds, everyone experiences their intuition in a different way. It's critical that you trust your pathways, your doorways, because as you trust, they expand. As you trust, the clarity enhances. As you trust and take action on the information you receive, more is given.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times when we receive information, there's a part of us that's reluctant to upset the apple cart, that's reluctant to make that move to the cabin with the lake or the new job or whatever it might be. Taking action is the other half of receiving the information.
You know, that's a really important point, because the universe is continually showering us with gifts. And I believe it was Archangel Zadkiel that said this in one of his beautiful messages, that basically said, you wake up every morning receiving gifts. The question is, do you see the gift? Meaning, are we ready to receive it? Then do we open it? And then do we use it? So it's not just about, are the gifts coming into your life? It's what are you doing with them? That's the passionate action that lifts us through.
And your intuition, and what some people call the imagination, is the gateway to the soul's energy.
Indeed.
These beautiful feelings, these beautiful fantasies, these imageries, all of that is the cusp of the next reality. So trust those things in your life. And remember this, the purpose of intuition, the purpose of guidance is to enhance your spiritual journey. It is to expand love. It is to expand service. It is to expand peace, love, and joy in your life. If you're seeking guidance to expand your bank account, to expand your power over others, well, there are some short-term gains that sometimes happen when
people
seek.
But remember, if you're seeking from that level, you will find the astral, and the astral
will
mess with you by first making you think you've got a pure stream. So if we were to leave you with anything else in this show today, if the information you receive makes you feel that you are really special, if the information you receive makes you feel that you have power over another or is negative about another, it is not of the highest. And while it may serve in the short term, it's a disaster in the long term.
You're setting up a relationship with a false god.
And thereby, it is, what is the magic? It's really simple, my angels. Deep within each one of us is our miracle presence. And within our miracle presence is sincerity, love, and presence. And when we call in our sincerity with gratitude for everything in our life, even those things we may not think are so great to have gratitude for, when we offer that with sincerity, when we can love the fact that we are here now and recognize how loved we are, then our presence, our very presence on the planet, ignites others to discover it within themselves. We release the need for our words. The ego is able to relax into where it is most beneficial for our entire lives. And our stream of abundant flow is like a magic miracle that gives and gives and gives, because we recognize that we have the ability to command the light. That, my angels, is the blessing of true empowerment, true intuitive connection, and the divine upliftment that we call self-ascension.
And so, beloveds, as you take that deep breath in right now, feeling your hearts expand, feeling that smile on your face, I want you to just relax. And until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.